Beneath the freeways, parking lots, and industries of Houston lies a wealth of natural diversity. Herman Park, 3 miles south of downtown, is a prime example. It's next to the sprawling Texas Medical Center and stretches for more than 400 acres alongside Bray's Bayou. Aerial photos from the 1920s show that the park is on the edge of an ecological system. Just north of Bray's Bayou is the southernmost extension of the Piney Woods. The bayou cuts a bottom through the flat landscape where a temperate forest of mixed hardwood trees once stood. South of the bayou, in an area that's now heavily urban, the treeless coastal plain once expanded to the horizon. To a surprising degree, Herman Park still retains the ecological diversity it had in 1914 when Houston real estate investor George H. Herman gave the nucleus of the site to the city for a public park. The eminent St. Louis landscape architect George E. Kessler designed the park's original master plan. Today, Herman Park's ecological diversity is complemented by Houston's human diversity. Millions of visitors are drawn to the Houston Zoo, the Houston Museum of Natural Science, and the Miller Outdoor Theater, all located in the park. It's also an outdoor classroom where schoolchildren learn firsthand about the natural environment. In 1991, the Friends of Herman Park was formed to ensure that nature, culture, and the needs of the city are kept in balance in the park. This grassroots group helps plan and fund conservation and improvement projects. It's a challenge to manage ecological diversity so that complex systems don't threaten each other. It's also what makes Herman Park so compelling. It's a place in the city where many interests, human and natural, come together.